Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day, and allowing him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God, as judged by the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 118 responsibly. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let us hear your mouth declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord that has been done, it is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Glory to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. And there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen. And they ran away quickly with fear and great joy. So what's filling you with fear and great joy these days? Has anything caught you off guard and surprised you with great news? What are your hopes and dreams? What are your dreads and expectations in your relationships, in your family, in your community? What are your fears and great joys for our nation and for the world? When you got up this morning and got ready to come to the Easter service, what did you expect? Something to fill you with fear and great joy? The women went to the tomb early in the morning expecting to find a dead body of Jesus. They expected to do their duty, to anoint the body, to offer the ritual prayers for their dear friend. They expected that life would go on just the same, a little bit more lonely after without the presence of their dear friend Jesus. They were really caught off guard. They were filled with fear and joy. Without even knowing it, they had crossed the border from the old world into a new creation. When the stone was rolled back, the whole world was turned upside down. They left the world of suffering that leads to death, where Jesus had suffered on the cross, a world where might makes right and peace has little chance of being heard, a world where the rich get richer and the poor and oppressed will eventually suffer under some Pontius Pilate or another. A world where betrayal leads to murder and where dead people stay dead. In that one moment, all of their expectations were altered. In that one moment, the world had changed. Our expectations
are changed too. Even today, 2,000 years later, we are caught off guard. We are filled with fear and great joy by the good news that the stone has been rolled back. Good news that he is not here. He is risen. 2,000 years ago, two women, both named Mary, despairing, discouraged, expecting only the dead, went out on that Sunday morning and were transformed. Today, on this Sunday morning, God is still transforming. Our expectations are turned upside down with the good news of Easter. Our despair and discouragement, our lack of vision, all completely altered. God is still transforming the world, and our dead spirits are raised up, fresh, and unforeseen possibilities are possible. When you got up this morning and got ready to come to this Easter service, what did you expect? God's promises of new life and resurrection are true, and we can count on them no matter how much or how long we have walked in that old world of sadness and death. No matter how much we feel beat upon and watch in horror as others are beat upon even worse. No matter how discouraged or unenthusiastic or filled with fears we feel, God's promises are turning our world upside down. God has given us a transformation. He is not here. He is risen. And God will use whatever God can use to get our attention, to tell us this good news. Maybe an earthquake, angels in dazzling clothes, fainting guards, and a rolled stone. God will speak to us. Do not be afraid. He is risen. Maybe it's the crashing waves and the soaring pelicans, the smell of Easter dinner, the squeal of delight as the baskets are found. God is speaking to us in all this. Do not be afraid. He is risen. Maybe it is in the water poured in baptism and promises renewed, a flicker of the candle, the taste of bread and wine. God is speaking to us in all this. Do not be afraid. He is risen. But there's even more good news. The Easter message isn't only about God's victory over physical death. The good news is also about God's victory over spiritual death. God raises up both bodies and spirits. God raises up dead bodies and dead spirits to new life. God raises spiritually dead people. And we can be raised up to new life today. If you have been in a spiritual coma, God calls to you, wake up. If you have been too busy for God, too concerned about making your daily bread, instead of taking time to receive your spiritual bread, God invites you today to eat and drink this meal of everlasting life. If your spiritual life has been dried out like bones of something long dead in a desert canyon, God invites you to breathe in the spirit of new life. In the upside down world of Easter, the good news is that the awesome power of God, who raised Jesus of Nazareth from the dead, can take your dead life and mine and make us alive. God can take people who are spiritually dead and give us resurrection power Easter power. God can take our ordinary lives, our simple expectations, and turn it all upside down with a passion for God and for the ways of God. The good news is that God raises up both dead bodies and dead spirits. God wakes us up from our spiritual comas and gives us a new life in Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid. He is risen. Now go and tell that good news to everyone you meet. Amen.